But the point is to remember the three words, no matter what. Like everything else, when we stop getting lost in the conditions and start dealing with our own valve, life takes on a new glow. So keep a watchful eye out for valve closing statements like, I love you, but, or why don't you ever, da, da, da. Look instead for valve opening statements such as, I don't know how it's going to turn out for you, but I know it's going to be fine. Or, I never worry about you, I never worry about us, because I know whatever is in store is going to be good. If ever there was a time and place to work on positive aspects, family is it. And there's another plus to appreciating family folk. Once your valve is swinging open, it's swinging open to everything. Not just the family. You can be appreciating your mate of past or present, and your new job's going to happen. See, it's all energy. It's all vibration stemming from how you're feeling. So write your new script. And before you know it, it isn't going to matter a diddly damn what anyone else in your house or on the planet is doing. Because you're no longer a responder, you are now an aware creator. Just open your own valve, no matter what. No matter what, no matter what, the rest will take care of itself. And that's another guarantee. Chapter 10, Living the Body, Dying the Body. I hope I've made it quite clear by now that I'm not yet walking on water, manifesting gold coins in my hand, or maintaining half a dozen resort villas to which I flee in one of my four Lamborghinis when I tire of my servant-laden estates overlooking the Caribbean. Has my life changed since learning to direct my energy flow? Like an about-face. Sure, I still have an ample supply of old beliefs that cause my teetering, tottering scales to tip toward negative focus, negative feelings, and a closed valve and bad moods, until I catch them and turn them around. There is, however, one area of my recent energy flow in life that has been more of a joy to me than the freedom of money or any other betterments of well-being, and that's my body. When I was in my 40s, in the midst of my worst victimhood years, I had one lousy bad back. Sometimes I couldn't get out of bed for a week. And no sooner did I get that mess under control with a stringent exercise routine than I was off to find out why my heart was doing the rumba all day long instead of a quiet two-step. And a holistic doctor finally labeled it severe hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, probably brought on by stress. A slight understatement. I was not in good shape emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually. In fact, I couldn't have found a spiritual direction if my life depended on it, which at that point, frankly, it did. I was in big trouble. But why had I shut down so? Where was all this negativity coming from that had been so destructive to my body? I had done all the right things, gone to the right colleges, worn the right clothes, held the right jobs, and lived in the right places, all with my unfailing pleasantness to my demeanor and properly timed smiles on my face. Yet that underlying tone of normal negativity was my constant companion. And the older I got, the more it blossomed. Never in a million years, though, did I ever consider myself to be negative. And neither did my friends. On the contrary, I was viewed as the embodiment of optimistic cheer. Still, I was always worried about everything. With a grin on my face and a good word always on my lips, my constant focus was on lack, either in myself or in others, just like everybody else I knew. So now, more than 20 years after the back and low blood sugar episodes and several years of working with the law of attraction, I've never looked better, felt better, moved better, or even been better. Fear is rarely, rarely a visitor to my world, not even worry or concern. Money comes easily most of the time. Most of the time. You thought I was a pro at this? Surely you jest. New ideas abound. Work is accomplished with fun and ease. I'm doing what I want to do when I want to do it, for the most part. And bouts of negative focus last only briefly or for as long as I feel like having them. and a continuum of days that are extraordinarily happy comes by my design. And the byproduct to all of this? My astoundingly good health. These days, just about everybody knows that the state of one's physical health is connected to the state of one's mental health. That's really no big news. The scientific medical community knows all too well there's some kind of link between body and mind. They're just not sure what it is yet. Won't they be surprised when they find out it's nothing but our own energy? I can see the cartoon now. Two doctors standing opposite each other over an opened up patient on the operating table. And one of the doctors says to the other, "I've got the tumor out, but where's that damn valve we're supposed to open?" Oh, well, sorry about that. Illness in any form is nothing more than our negative energies choking off so much of our life flow, meaning those higher frequencies that our cells require to survive, that cellular damage results. The body, after all, isn't separate from the universe. So when we feel a thought, the vibrations run through the body as well as everywhere else. If those vibrations are in harmony with our body's intrinsic programming for well-being, meaning open valve feel-good stuff, then the cells will thrive. But if it's negative energy we're projecting, the cells just can't remain strong enough to do their job. All they've had to feed on are the physical foods we've ingested, and that's simply not enough to keep them going. Illness exists for only one reason. Someone has flowed more low-frequency energy than high, which, of course, is why so much illness exists. Find the generally happy person, the one who constantly pulls themselves up and out of negative emotions, and you're going to find a healthy person always. You know that. Sick people are just misinformed like all of us. They can be devoutly religious, honest, upstanding citizens, dear and trusted friends. But if they're not allowing enough of the flow of their own greater energy into their lives, they're not allowing life. Indeed, all illness, without exception, is the disallowance of that higher energy flow and the ultimate manifestations of one's endless negative emotion.